This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swatulski. Motor sensory playgrounds are starting to pop up across South Florida. Instead of climbing and sliding, children have to pinch, build, and pour things to develop better motor skills. I was at the opening for a new sensory playground at Jack and Jill Children's Center in Fort Lauderdale. That's 2-year-old Ari Williams. She's testing out the new playground at Jack and Jill on Broward Boulevard. Ari jumps from a sand station to the water tables where she throws her hands in and splashes. Jack and Jill's executive director, Heather Siskin, says, because the center takes care of lower income children, they may not get this kind of stimulation at home if parents are working.
This gives them the ability to really develop those things that they need to help them grow and run around and to be able to play with sand and water.
This playground came from the local professional development group, Leadership Broward. The current class raised $13,000 and got the playground built in about 7 months. Class member Jonathan Lewis says the group picked motor sensory playgrounds because they promote open-ended play.
There's not necessarily a defined thing, but it engages the creative side of their brain.
So far, Ari seems to like it. I'm Katie Swatulski in Fort Lauderdale.